And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, we start in Oregon, where the Department of Consumer and Business Services has a novel approach to health care. Insurance companies must either cover gender surgeries, including those for minors, or forfeit their licenses. It's science by activism, the Oregon way. Now to our neighbors up north, the residents of Barrhead, Alberta, have decided their streets work just fine in standard black and white. In a 57% majority vote, they've banned pride flags and rainbow crosswalks from public property, limiting displays to national, provincial, and town flags. Barrhead residents prefer their virtue signaling in more traditional Canadian colors. And the 2025 vaccine schedule from the CDC reads like a pharmaceutical executive's letter to Santa, 36 doses by the age of 2, ballooning to over 70 by 18. Drug companies now get their products approved without long-term placebo trials. Most studies wrap up in 3 to 6 months, just long enough to cash the checks, but not long enough to spot the problems. And one conservative MP in Canada is asking an uncomfortable question in Ottawa. Why does Parliament display a Christmas tree while ignoring the 112 churches burned or vandalized since 2021? And meanwhile, Trudeau's administration continues its crusade against pro-life charities while church ashes continue piling up. A judge in Syracuse named Felicia Pitts Davis found herself in an unexpected culture war by simply stepping aside. When asked to perform a same-sex ceremony, she quietly arranged for another judge to handle it, a reasonable accommodation that satisfied everyone except the activists. And now to the LPGA, who has a new policy that acknowledges what every high school athlete already knows. Male puberty affects athletic performance. After a year of careful study and no telling how much money spent, they've decided that male-bodied golfers will not compete in women's tournaments starting in 2025. Now back to Canada, who can't seem to stay out of the headlines. They're planning to ship confiscated civilian firearms straight to Ukraine. The government, after banning 324 different kinds of guns, graciously gave citizens until October next year to surrender their property. Unless they're indigenous, those firearms apparently pose no threat to public safety. And the EPA has found a new creative use for climate change regulations. Criminal charges. That's right, a San Diego businessman became their first climate-related arrest for smuggling potent greenhouse gases, with the agency promising more to come. And it appears the administrative state will continue to grow as abundantly as the greenhouse gases they're chasing. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.